From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is author Aiden Thomas. Hey, Aiden.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Aiden is a New York Times bestselling author of the young adult novel Cemetery Boys, and it's a paranormal romance about a gay trans brujo who accidentally summons the wrong ghost. I hate when that happens. And right now we're going to hear Aiden's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do during the pandemic. First up is the book Legendborn by Tracy Dion, and this young adult fantasy is about a mystery surrounding the mother of 16-year-old Bree Matthews. It gives a paranormal twist to the classic legend of King Arthur, and there's a sprinkle of Southern Black girl magic. Aiden, the plot is thick. Tell us more.
It's so good. So it's about Bree Matthews, who hasn't been the same since her mother died 3 months ago. And she walks on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill as a student in like the early college program. And there comes a night where she meets a boy and witnesses him kill a demon, basically is what happens. And it follows the story of Bree and kind of discovering this secret society, which is called the Legendborn. And it's basically they're the descendants of King Arthur and the 13 knights who vanquish demons to protect humankind. So it turns into this really, really fun action adventure, like demon slaying. There's a competition, and it's a really diverse cast, which is the coolest part of it, especially because it's an Arthurian legend. And so having all these different characters of different race, sex, and gender and sexuality has been really cool. I just tore through it. Tracy Dion has an incredible voice. She is such an incredible writer, and the story is so much fun, and there's so much action. It's really good. If like fantasy and you like adventure, and if you're into like the King Arthur myths, like this is definitely the book for you.
All right, so that's a lot of plot and a good page turner, sounds like. That's Legendborn by Tracy Dion. Pick it up wherever you get your favorite books. Your next pick is a Netflix series, On My Block. This show follows a group of friends as they make their way through high school and their tough LA neighborhood. I've watched this show and it's funny. Aiden, what do you love about this show? It's a really good show.
What I love a lot about it, and I think it's similar to my own storytelling, is that it has these really like deep, heavy topics, especially about these kids growing up in LA. And like one of them is like in a gang. So really like kind of dark topics, but it's told from these perspectives of these really incredible teenage characters and with so much humor and lightness and kind of sweetness built into the story that even though you have these really heavy topics, you're still like laughing uncontrollably at kind of like the mishaps and their personalities. And it's really been like my comfort watch during the pandemic, because it's like, yes, things are terrible and awful things happen, but also like really sweet and like lighthearted and fun things happen too. And it's got a killer soundtrack. It's fantastic. I love that show so much.
That's the series On My Block, and you can stream the first 3 seasons on Netflix. And mark your calendars for the final pick, which is the 35th annual San Francisco Tribal and Textile Art Show. This year's show is virtual, like all other shows, and it will showcase textiles, carvings, pottery, and other indigenous art from around the world. And this is going to happen February 24th through the 28th. So, Aiden, what do you love about this type of artwork?
I love that there's an entire art exhibition that's about Native folks and Native arts, and also the fact that I think sometimes people can be like really stereotyping Native folks and their art and just kind of assume that it all comes from the same place. And so what's really wonderful about this is that it's coming from so many different cultures and communities within the Native spectrum that's really getting showcased. And to see all these artists and the fact that it's virtual and so accessible, I think that that's a really wonderful thing. Maybe one of the only good things about this pandemic is kind of folks learning how to switch things to having a virtual aspect so it's just more accessible. Like folks who couldn't travel or afford to go to these now since we have an option. So I am absolutely thrilled that me being in Portland, I'm going to be able to check this out in February.
That's the 35th Annual San Francisco Tribal and Textile Art Show, which is February 24th through the 28th. So mark your calendars. And you can check it out at sanfranciscotribalandtextileartshow.com. I've been speaking with Oakland's own Aiden Thomas. He is the New York Times bestselling author of Cemetery Boys, and his next book, Lost in the Neverwoods, is due out in March. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by James Rowlands and produced by Precious Green. I'm Janae Darden.